So we concluded the shiur yesterday by yesterday we didn't have guys in this corner, so I could see. Okay, perfect. Okay. Good. Okay. So we concluded the shiur yesterday. We spent a lot of time focusing on Shitas Rashi, rightfully so. But now we have to give a little bit of time to Shitas HaTosfos as well. So Tosfos presents the other version as to what Bittul Chometz is all about. The Bittul Chometz is not a fulfillment of any mitzvah satayah whatsoever. It's actually a circumvention of a mitzvah. It's a circumvention really of two aveiras. It's a circumvention of the aveiras of my Rav Emotze. When you mafkir the Chometz, the mayor of the Chometz is not yours. And once it's not yours, it's the category of Chomet Shal Acherim, and that's the Gemara later on in the Vey. The Chomet Shal Acherim is permissible. So Tosfos is perfectly comfortable with their approach, except for one technical quirk. And they're not quite sure what to do with the Gemara Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara at the end of the fourth paragraph of Maseches Nedarim, how strange it is that the Nedarim of Hefker appear in Maseches Nedarim. I think the Rambam got it from there, maybe, but not for now. So, because we said we're not learning Rashi anymore with Tosfos. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, if you look at the Gemara Maseches Nedarim, so the Gemara tells us that so the end of the Tosfos Nedarim is how do you mean Nedarim? Hefker b'fnei shloisha. The Gemara says that in order to be mafkir something, you can't just tell me mafkir something just like that. You have to be mafkir something in front of three people. So how in the world could we say that Bittul Chometz is mitam hefker? Who ever heard of being mevatel chometz in front of people? I mean, sometimes it happens that way. You end up a couple of people hanging around burning chometz together, being mevatel. But lamaisi, you don't have to. There is no requirement to be mevatel chometz b'fnei gimel. And therefore, how could we, Bali HaTosfos, tell everybody? Come on,
I just want to talk to you.
Okay, we're good. How could we, Bali HaTosfos, try to convince you that bittul is mitam hefker? It falls short of the requirement of the Gemara Nedarim that Hefker b'fnei shloisha. So Tosfos says, no, it's okay. Don't get so bogged down with the Gemara Nedarim. That din in Nedarim that you require three people for Hefker, that's only a chumah midrabbanan, but in a Torah you don't really need it. And therefore, don't forget, we're learning deraisa the kesugyas, but deraisa b'tal b'amasagi. So since, for the purposes of deraisa, dika halachas, anyway, we're going to do b'dikas chumash. Don't worry about us. But in order to be yaitzei teres maisha, in order to be yaitzei the poskin chumash, we're okay, we're good to go, because with deraisa, you don't require hefker b'fnei shloisha. So Tosfos breathes a sigh of relief. So they had a kasha of the Gemara Nedarim, and they breathe a sigh of relief. So Rabbi said, we have to analyze this Tosfos a little bit, and first of all, appreciate Tosfos' kasha, and then understand Tosfos' teretz, and then notice another Rishayim who also bothered with this kasha, who actually went down slightly different routes to answer Tosfos kasha. So before we can understand and appreciate Tosfos kasha, we have to know what the Gemara Nedarim says. So what does the Gemara Nedarim say? So those who have the Maror HaKoyimus. So it's the Gemara Nedarim at the 12th of the Maror HaKoyimus. Demar b'yeich mashum shimin yetzadah. Kol amafke b'fnei shloisha b'hefke b'fnei shnayim la b'hefke. You have to do hefker in front of three people. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Devar Teira afil b'yechad ha b'hefker. Umatam omar b'shloishek te she'echad zecha shnei mi'idin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi usually has the final word in the sugya. The Rishonim point out that Rabbi Shua ben Levi takes on Rabbi Yechad and usually wins. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that min ha-Teira, you don't really require three people. One is good enough. Why do you need three? So you should have one person to be Zeich and two people to be Meir, that there was actually a Hefker, there was a Chim and a Hefker. So the whole institution of Hefker b'fnei Shloisha was really only a Din midrabbanan. And therefore, Tosfos is free to say what they said. The midraisa, you don't really need three people. And therefore, for Bittul Chometz purposes, we're good to go. So the Gemara seems to be fitting very nicely to Shittas HaTosfos. So Rabbi Say, Tosfos thought that they had a kasha. In the end, they deflected the kasha and said they're Eisa D'Rabban, but they thought they had a kasha. That means they thought, and they conclude thinking, that this din, that you require three people for Hefker, is a din. It's true. It's true all the time. It happens to be a quirk, it's only Midrabbanan. But the din b'ikaron exists. There is a halach. If I were to ask you, Rabbi, how do I mafkir my property? Yes, I give you say shloisha. So Tosfos never backed out, and Tosfos never thought the Gemara Darm doesn't exist. They just watered it down by saying it's only a chumah midrabbanan, but if adar exists, this is unlike one opinion of Rishayim that's quoted by the Shit Mikubetzes in Maseches Nedarim. But the Shit Mikubetzes quotes the possibility that there never really is a din of hefker b'fnei shloisha. What do you mean there is no din? When a kaifa b'tayr shel apeh, doesn't the Gemara say it? So Shit Mikubetzes quotes the possibility that if you look at the context of that sugya, the Gemara there is talking about a very, very specific usage of hefker. The din happens to be that chumas and maestras don't apply to dvarim shel hefker. So if I quote-unquote own something, but don't really own it, I don't own that grain, I don't own that fruit, then there's no chiyuv, at least by the Torah, for sure, there's no chiyuv of terumas and maaseis. From the Rabbanan, there's no chiyuv of terumas and maaseis. So the Gemara there is talking about the intricacies of hefker vis-a-vis paita from terumas and maaseis. So comes the Gemara and says, if you want to be mafkir something, to pati yourself from terumas and maaseis, you better do b'fnei shloisha. Come to Shimon Kavetzes and says, if you want to use that din d'oraisa of hefker to be a pater from terumas and maaseis, you better not be playing a game with us. You better not be doing harum. You better not be just stop playing tricks on us. You better really be maskerit. And therefore Chazal said, if we're not going to make this into a very serious ceremony and having three people together, and if we can't get a beis din together, we're going to have to zoom a beis din together. We're going to have a whole kind of whole scenario. We're going to have to make this into a Torah Tadarim, into a Kol Nidre, into a Tavas HaChaloyim, into a Prisbal. You got to make this really seriously look. And people are just going to say, I've been mafkir all of my fruit, all my fruit is hefker. Oh, come on, it's a joke, let's honest. I didn't really mean to be mafkir. And that's going to lead to a mixture of chumas and maizers. So therefore, says the Shimon Kavetzes, before we let you get away with the hefker in Hilchos Chumas and Maizers, we're going to make sure you have three people there. But what if I want to be mafkir by car? What if I want to be mafkir my house? What if I want to be mafkir my whatever great property I have, my computer? Because you want to be mafkir, there's no din d'oraisa, there's no din d'rabbanan, there never was. That Gemara Nedarim, the Tosfos made a whole tumult about and Daf Mem doesn't exist as a shita. It exists vis-a-vis terumas and maaseis, not in kol din hefker. Obviously, according to that Shimon Kavetzes, Tosfos kasha wouldn't have even gotten off the ground. Tosfos never even posed such a kasha. It was a silly kasha mitchila. It was an unnecessary kasha mitchila. So you see Klor from the Valley of Tosfos, when they posed this question, and they thought, and they actually conclude, that the Gemara Nedarim is relevant for Bittul Chometz, except for the teretz that they're Isa versus the Rabbanan. If not for that chiluk, you see from Tosfos that that Gemara Nedarim is set across the board. There's a requirement, the Iker Adin, again, with the Rabbanan, to have a Hefker B'fnei Shloisha. It's not just a Din by Terumas and Maaseis. So that's just a small aura on this again. Good, so put that Shimon Kavetzes in the back pocket for now. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, Tosfos thought, and they conclude, is a din by kol terakula, you require three. But Tosfos says, it's only a chumim and derabanan, therefore don't bother me. So everybody say, who is comfortable with Tosfos' answer? Deraisa derabanan. Anyone have any problems with Tosfos' answer? Tosfos bach tevech the whole Gemara and says, it's only a chumim and derabanan, the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel. Anyone from the text of the Gemara had problems? Who read the Gemara Nedarim? Tell me what it says in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, what's the first words out of Rabbi Shimon Levi's mouth? What does he say? No?
It has to be done by
Asad
with one person.
Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi never said you can be mafka something in a Torah b'nozav in atznoi. Rabbi Shimon Levi is very, very clear when he says, Devar Torah b'fnei echad. I just read it with you. Devar Torah b'fnei echad b'yafkir. You have to be mafka in front of one person. The fact that you require three to have two Eidim and one Zaycha, a whole Chagaj, that whole protocol of three, that's a Chumah Midrabanan. But the basic requirement of B'fnei Echad, that's a Din D'oraisa. If that's the case, then Tais doesn't make any sense. Tais is trying to defend the practice of Bittul Chometz Mitam Hefker. This is Tais speaking thus against Rashi. Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tashbisu meant Biur. It's a circumvention about Rabbi Matzei by being Mafkir the Chometz. So Tosfos got stuck with the Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Hei. Because the Gemara speaks about Hefker B'fnei Shloisha, and Tosfos didn't want to go down the Shittim Kubetzes. So Tosfos took the Gemara seriously. It applies to all Hefker. And Tosfos says, don't bother me, says Tosfos. Don't bother us. Because that's only a Chumah Midrabanan. That doesn't solve the problem. The magic number three is the Chumah Midrabanan, but the Din Deraisa requires one. And if the Din Deraisa requires one, when was the last time you were Mevatel Chometz B'Fnei Echad? Who's Machmir Mevatel Chometz B'Fnei Echad? Chmir Mevatel Chometz B'Nel Ben Atzmai. So Tosfos Hadi Kushel Duchto. So Tosfos was very good in watering down the requirement of three to make it a derabanan, but isn't there a basic dimit deraisa for one, and that's going to pose a problem for Bittul Chometz? So Tosfos got absolutely nowhere fast. So we're 15 minutes into the shiur, and we're back right back where we started. Don't you require me to Torah Echad? So it's clear that this Tosfos is taking a stand on the Machlekes HaRishayim that appears in the Rosh in Maseches Nedarim. Hopefully we'll get a chance to read in the Maamar Kamis, number 13. There's machlekes between the Rosh and the Rosh. Now, don't confuse those two names. The Rosh was Rabbeinu Shimshon, one of the Bali Atosfos, and the Rosh was Rabbeinu Osher, who was the very end of the period of the Bali Atosfos. These two Gedoyle, the Rosh and the Rosh, had a machlekes as to how to retouch in the Gemara in the Dharm. When Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Devar Torah filu echad habi hefker, what did he mean by that statement? Devar Torah afilu be'echad habehefker. What do those words mean? Devar Torah afilu be'echad habehefker. So says the Rosh, Rabbi Osher, it means exactly what it says. Devar Torah afilu echad. Min haTorah, you need one. You know what the Rosh says? You know what Devar Torah afilu be'echad habehefker? You know what that means? What does it mean according to the Rosh? He didn't really mean you need one. He meant to say, don't think you need three min haTorah. You don't really need three min haTorah. And quite frankly, what else don't you need min haTorah? You don't even need one min haTorah, says the Rosh. So why did Rabbi Yochanan talk? Why did Rabbi Shimon Levi talk with such cryptic language? That's a textual problem. Rabbi Shimon Levi was yelling at Rabbi Yochanan. Hailing Amarayim, Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Levi were contemporaries. The first generation is Amarayim in Eretz Yisrael. So they were screaming at each other. How many people do you need? What do you need for Hefker? So Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like he says, you need three, called the Hefker, so it sounds like it's the Araisa. So Rabbi Shimon Levi's shrine, Chavikam, no, you don't need three, even B'Fnei Echad is good. Shh, but don't tell anyone. How many do you really need in a Torah? One big, zero, Efes. When he said B'Fnei Echad, he meant Lafuke, you don't need three, but he didn't really mean you need one, you really need zero. And the Rosh says, what are you talking about? That's not how the Rosh speak. Rabbi Shimon Levi didn't mean B'fnei Echad. Why did he say B'fnei Echad to confuse us? So there's a machlokes in the Rosh and the Rosh from a textual point of view. What was Rabbi Shimon Levi's punchline? But Rabbi said there's a much deeper question here. What's the svara? Even though, as we say many, many times, when you have a machlokes in the Rishayim, so everyone has to pass the test of the Gemara. The Gemara is the proof positive. Everything has to stand up to the Chazal. So when you try to bring raya's from the Gemara, very often you find a situation where one Rishon is bringing a raya from the text of the Gemara. It's a textual raya that the Lashon of the Gemara seems to fit better into the Ashita. And the other Rishon will bring a raya, conceptual raya, namely, the Londos, the Svar of Taka fits better according to me. So one Rishon's got to touch up the text, and we'll do a little surgery on the text of the Gemara. And the other Rishon's got to do a little razzle-dazzle surgery on the Londos. So this is a classic example of this. There is no question that from the pure text of the Gemara, who is right? Tvar Torah chad nami. Tvar Torah hefker b'afilu b'echad habehefker. There's no question in the world that the Lashon HaGemara indicates that you need one. To tell me a story that it doesn't really mean one, it means lafuke three, but you really need zero. Zero doesn't equal one. One equals one, not one equals zero. So textually, there's no question that the Rishayim are saying that you need echad or better off. But conceptually, Rabbi say, which Rishon is better conceptually? Obviously, what? The Rishonim was saying that you need zero. Why? Why does Rishonim better off? Why are they in better position? What? Because it doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. Why in the world do I need a person to be there? Like Mehecha Teisa, I need a person to be there. Why? Why in the world do I need somebody to be present when I'm masker the item? What in the world is this for? Oh, wait, hang on. Okay. So I want to know, what's the svara of the Rishon of the Rash? The Rash is telling me, the Gemara says, you need b'fnei echad, and don't tell me a story about the Lashon and Gemara's love to ask me. No, echad means echad. So I turn around and cash against the Rash and say, but why? Why didn't echad? I know who's going to tell me why. What does the Rash say? Who saw the Rash? Guys, come on. Guys can talk up a little bit. Come on. A little labor dick. Don't all talk up at once. Come on. Who's going to tell me? Who saw the Rush?
So what? There's like an idea that he was Mafia's property?
Is it an idea? Is that it?
The call.
So Zot the Rush. It's on the sixth line of my Makkah number 13. Utsmili! Zot the Rush. How in the world did the Rash know that Minatari can be marked before the Atzmai? How like Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi El Advan Teira will be able to be Hefker? So that's the textual proof. But now the Rash does an about face of the Rash. The Rash says, you know what? I'm going to bring you a sporadic proof. I'm going to prove to you conceptually that I'm right. Now that we weren't expecting that. I thought the Rash is right conceptually. He's up the Rush. No, listen to my Svara. Listen to the Lashon HaRash. Usvara Gedoyle. Wow. Svara Gedoyle. That's not a portion of the thing. Svara Gedoyle. We've quoted in the past that Rabbi Kiveger sometimes writes Tzarchion. Sometimes writes Tzarchion Godol. Sometimes writes Hashem Yer Enai. Sometimes writes Timioli. Kashio. So the Acharonim, the later Acharonim point out that Rabbi Kiveger wasn't just on poetic. When he was in a good mood, he wrote Hashem Yer Einayim. When he wasn't in a good mood, he wrote Tumit. There were nuances of kashas. Not, it's like L'Havdu ben Kodesh L'Chol and ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. To be Mavdu ben Kodesh L'Chol, that's easy. To be Mavdu ben Kodesh L'Kodesh, that's much more difficult. So you have to be Mavarazan within Svaras. Some Svaras are okay, and some svaras are unbelievable. They're overwhelming. They're all-encompassing. So the Halakha Rush is not just got lost in journalistic flair. Svara Gedoylihi. It's a Gevaldika Svara. I thought a minute ago it didn't make any sense in the world. I thought a second ago I said that the Rush had the upper hand in Lomdus. And now the Rush turns the tables and says Svara Gedoylihi. What is the Svara Gedoylihi? Svara Gedoylihi l'chalak bin hefkel for the echle echmein and not the one. The Nehidim l'abayim shua k'deshe echad zeich eshnam hidin.
What is the essence of Hefker, Rabbi say? Is Yetzir Mishusai.
And then the Rush makes it even more labedic. How do we know there's a parish of Hefker in the Torah? We've been learning Hefker, we've talked about Hefker for the last 2 months. But not even there's a parish of Hefker. So it happens to be, Dubi Dishvias, Shiyatzir Mishusai, Umufka Lakohol. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah to be mafki yepeir shvius. By shvius tishpetenu in the tashta. So the Rishalmi says, we derive from shvita, just as there's a model in the Torah of peir shvius being hefker, you see the Torah recognizes this principle of hefker. So from here we derive that the din derais and the parashat hechatal didn't make up hefker. Hefker has its roots in the Torah itself. Just as the Torah describes peir shvius being hefker, there's a concept of mafki a car, be mafki a house as well. But the whole essence of Hefker is Yatzir Mishusai. So therefore says the Rush, L'yayla b'yatzir Mishusai, kevish enu Hefker yadu l'shemodom. What's my Hefker? What kind of Yatzir Mishusai? Nobody knows about it. If the essence of Hefker is Yatzir Mishusai, and nobody knows about it, so it doesn't exist. It's not Yatzir Mishusai. You know the way the famous thing goes, it's a deep philosophical concept. If you chop a tree down in the middle of the forest and no one's around, does it make a noise or not? I don't know. Of course it makes a noise, but nobody knows about it. So if the fact that nobody knows about it, that's a pagam in the Yetzim HaNoise. So when you met the Shem, you'll all be parents someday. So you'll notice the following phenomenon with kids. It happens all the time.
A kid falls down, gets a little boo-boo. The immediate reaction is not to cry. What does the child do first? Come on, come on. You can talk about this also. First, he looks to identify when anyone's bothering and listening. So, if he looks around, he sees his mother's on the phone. His father's sitting and learning. Nobody's paying attention anyway. So, he picks himself up and he moves on. But if he sees all of a sudden all the eyes are looking at him, then he gives like a shrai. Then it's worth it. It's not worth the cry if no one's listening. So that's what the brush says, the same word. What's for Yitzhak Mishusa? If nobody knows it, what's for Yitzhak Mishusa? It's not chaf or tefnis, Yitzhak Mishusa. So that was the rush. Just turned around the rush and said, now I have the text on my side and the lumbus on my side. I got everything against you, the rush. The rush wasn't so perturbed, wasn't so disturbed with the text, wasn't so worried about the svar either. So we have a running machlekes, the rush and the rush. The rabbi said, this Taisus in Masechet Pesachim, but Taisus says, Midaraisa, this is the Bamasagi, Al Tefker, Frechter, Taisakasha, what happened to Hefker before they give up? Says Taisus, nah, Machavakzan, this is not so important. That's only Midarabonon. But Midaraisa, you're good to go. What do you mean you're good to go? According to the Rosh, you're not good to go. According to the Rosh, you need before Hefker Midaraisa. So the Teretz is that this Taisus is clearly Mikvas Arash, not a great surprise. The Rash was from the Hilge Balei Taisus. This Taisus was written by the Rash, by the Rash's Talmidim, by the Rash Shita. This Taisus was written by that school of thought of the Hilge Rash. The Midaraisa, you don't need anything. Yeah. Okay. We're going to move on. We're going to have another Mahal possible. So the Rebbe says, so what do we have? So it's such a small line of Tosfos. It's a two-line Tosfos. Most people would think, when you learn the Tosfos of Abdallah, in case you didn't notice, but you can learn this line, the Gemara Vayis Abit Abi Abbasag. We could have spent the entire Zaman learning this line, which may end up doing. But there are Ayis Abit Abi Abbasag. So this Tosfos, we thought that the umph of the Tosfos was really the beginning of the Tosfos. The Tosfos had the two kashas against Rashi, then Tosfos came with the breakdown of Hefker. By the time we got the last two lines, we were running out of steam. We thought, okay, well, Bachshav Tosfos is going to leave us on, and now we can just move on to the next sugya. So now Tosfos threw a curveball and dug up a Gemara Nedar. So first thing we had to identify is the Gemara Nedar even relevant? According to Shimon Bet Nedar, you're wasting your time with the kash. Okay, Tosfos gets discouraged. Then Tosfos says, we have a Gemara Kakash, and what's the Teretz? The Teretz is, Midaraisa, it's good enough. Pinel ben Atzmai. If Midaraisa is good enough, Pinel ben Atzmai, what do you mean? Does the Gemara say, Echad? No, you see, Claude, the Tosfos sound like the Rash, not like the Rush. So far, so good. So we're reading a little bit in Tosfos. Notwithstanding what Tosfos says in Pesachim, there is another Tosfos in Bava Metzia, where Tosfos takes a different approach to this topic. Taisa Bava Metzia is addressing a good old friend of ours, a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches. Who remembers? The Chazar, no? Pashtet in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches about Hefker. Who remembers? Shvisas Kalem, right?
Otherwise you would violate Shvisas Kalem.
You violate Shvisas Kalem. The Gemara says, no, Afkuri Mafker Lahu. The guy's Mafker there. The Gemara talks about these very cheap, very inexpensive Kalem. We're not so worried about Shvisas Kalem. The guy's Mafker them in Erev Shabbos. Everything's good to go. No, Ferk Taisa Kasha. On the 14th of the Marmikaimis, Vadi Arpe, Shalipar Kam to Shabbos, Gigis Ner, Kadeir, Afkurim, Afkalu, Afagav the Lake of Shleisha. There aren't three anymore. Gival, we have a Shvisas Kalim problem. So, what would you expect Tosfos here to say? What, if you were guessing, you were a betting man, what would you say Tosfos is about to say? The Gemara says, Gival, Kishrigin, we have this there, I think, problem with Shvisas Kalim. Oy, oy, oy. And the Gemara says the solution is Hefke, Frek Taisus, Gevalt Kishrigin, it's not Befei Shloisha. So first of all, tell me a Rishon who wouldn't even ask this Kasha. Give me Rishon number one who wouldn't even ask this Kasha. What? Shimon Gebetzos would laugh at this Kasha. Say, what kind of Kasha? That's a special Chumah by Maisus, don't do it, anything else. Good, number one. Give me another Tarot, another Rishon that wouldn't ask this Kasha.
Rabbeinu Shimshon.
Our Taisus, right? The Rashi Rabbeinu Shimshon wouldn't even ask this Kasha. They'd say, it's only a chumah mid-Rabbanim will deal with their abundance. The Rabbanim is not going to sleep over their abundance. But Tosfos and Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, thought the kasha was a good kasha. They thought, we got to get to the heart and soul of this. How can we let you get away with the shvacha hefkers if the hefkers up before the shloisha? Says Tosfos, no, don't worry about it.
Alpha gab the Lake Shloisha Hosop Anansade the Mafkil who believe I Shloyasa is the Jesus Caleb.
No, what does Tyson say? What does Tyson just say? Tyson just said a whole.
It's obvious he's going to be Mafkiret.
Of course he wants to be Mafkiret. Who said it wasn't obvious? Well, what does that have to do with anything? I agree to you. Tyson's tariff is true but irrelevant. Tyson says, you know why you can get away without three? Because we know what he wants. Who said we don't know what he wants? What is Tyson clearly learning the Gemara in Darim Daf Mem Hei? The Gemara says, you need three people there, one to be Zeicha, two to be Edim. What's pshat in that requirement? One to be Zeicha, two to be Edim. Why do you need that? Why does Allah require that? You'd be masked without one being there, without two being there, without three being there. What's the problem? What is Tysus learning? You need three for that purpose. What does that mean? Is that the reason why you need three? The Allah wants to make sure that you have that ability, because really, truly, you have Echad Zeicha Shtayim Edim. Is that really the goal? Or that's a what? That's a barometer. That's a measuring rod. What are we really worried about? If you don't have a hefker b'fnei shleisha, what are we really concerned about? That there wasn't a hefker of a lot? Give me the words. What? Well, the guy's got to scream, otherwise I'm not kidding. You need leiv sholem, there you go. You need a hefker b'leiv sholem. So therefore, the halacha requires, how are we going to measure whether it's b'leiv sholem or not? How are you going to put, you're going to put a heart monitor and see whether he meant it b'leiv sholem? So I'll tell you how to measure his b'leiv sholem. If a guy mumbles under his breath, you know, in front of one guy, in front of two guys, sure, he's a half kid. I don't know, it's a joke. It's a joke because a minute later, he'll deny he ever said it. Aren't too late to visit. If you make him make a whole tekes, he's got to gather together a base in three. And he says, knowing full well, that one of those three may grab it, and then the other two will be made, and the guy's going to be out his car. And he's still willing to be masker it. From the fact that you mark it for the shloisha, that's a raya brewer that you mean to believe shalom. So Tais is saying a gevaldi gevorne b'mitzir. A gevaldi einfold b'mitzir. Tais is saying, you don't really need three. I don't really care whether it's Edom here. I don't really care whether there's a Zeich Echad here. That's just simply a way to monitor that the person is serious. Therefore, Tais says, what if we have other ways of monitoring that? What if we come up with another test to test the seriousness? We have multiple ways of getting b'leiv sholem. One way is objectively getting b'leiv sholem. The three people here, that shows that b'leiv sholem. Because nobody in the right mind would be mafka shlo b'leiv sholem, knowing he's v'yechad zech v'shraim edim, he's going to lose it in a minute. But says Taisus in Bava Metzia, what if I can equally come up with another reason to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the fellow was very, very serious? What would be another way? If we know that religious people want to observe mitzvahs. And nobody wants to be mechal Shabbos. And nobody wants to violate Shvi'as Kehim, except they still never heard of Shvi'as Kehim. But according to Bishamid, this is all within Bishamid, that whole sugya. Within the world of Bishamid, there's a potential issue their eyes on our hands. And the way out is to be bafkir. Do you think for a moment that somebody would not be bafkir, but he wants to not violate Aveir? He doesn't want to be over the issue their eyes on Shvi'as Kehim. So the context of Aveira is also a halacha. It's a different test. There are two different tests to prove that the guy's b'leiv sholem. One is to do it in front of three, and the other is to do it for religious purposes. If I'm mafkir my car, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. Mafkir my computer, maybe I may do. But if I'm mafkir my kli on Erev Shabbos, the minute before Shkia, to avoid Shvi'as Kehilim, it's a raya brush, I'm not sure that I'm serious. That's a whole different, another terrence. Which great Rishon does not buy into this thesis? Which great Rishon does not believe that the whole purpose of being mafkir b'fnei shloisha was just to ascertain that it's leiv sholem, and therefore if you can ascertain it on your own, then it's okay? Which great Rishon doesn't think that's true? What? Loud, loud.
Rabbeinu Asher.
Which great Rishon doesn't think that's true?
Gosh.
Which great Rishon doesn't think it's true? I hear you guys loud and clear. And I'm still asking Gosh. Which great Rishon believes that even though it's clear from halachic context that this is what you want to do, we're still going to be stick for three. We're still going to insist on three.
The Gemara.
The Gemara.
That's a very early Rishon.
Toisim Sachem.
Toisim Sachem for the Kasha. Our Toisus. Toisim Sachem is the Kasha. Well, how can we tell you a story that Bittul Chometz is Hefker? What happened to the Gemara Nedarim? Gevalt 83. And Tais had to go scramble and say, oh, no, no. That's on a deraisa, the rabban, and the whole b'dikas on a deraisa. But I'll give you a whole shtickle Torah. Wait, stop. According to Tais HaMetzia, even when you need three, you don't always need three. Three is one mechanism of proving what your lame shoulder is. But if you have an equally valid way, that's fine. Harashi says, Caleb, it's fine. Can someone please tell me the following? It's Erev Pesach. It's 5 minutes before this bell. The guy is looking at his watch. He's trying to cheshbon out. I'm going to Mr. Brown, the non-Jew already. He already took all the chametz that he sold. The guy knows he's going home. He's going to make a seder tonight. The last thing he wants is to have chametz. Shivas Yom, he learned Pesachim the entire year. He's so psyched for this moment. It's the moment of truth he's been waiting for in the entire year. Shivas Yom, Sobatzevatech, Achniyam Harisha. He's got pages, he got notebooks of Shtukul Teres. He got 100 and all the machines that never happened. He's all ready to roll. And he says, Kol Chamira Vechamia, Niki Vishusi. He even reads the brackets in the art school. He's got everything. We bought them with a half kick after the hour. He says, the Goyim's Nusach and Taisa's Nusach and Alech Chumras and Maisaloch. And he switches the around because he wants to get the proper Aramaic grammar. He's got the whole thing, Gavaldik. And there's nobody around. Nobody around. A little Malach comes down from Shemayim and says, Reb Yid, your bit of chometz isn't good. You know why? Because you forgot the Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Hei. It wasn't Bifnei Shloisha. Do you have any Hava Minish of a Hava Minim that this Helegi Yid, Pintel Yid, wanted to do anything else than to be Mevavel with Chometz? Do you think he was not Belev Sholem? What in the world do you think he's doing standing there and throwing bread into the fire and screaming out the top of his lungs, Chamir v'chamir, that nobody hears? You think he's just kidding? You think he's just going through the motions? Of course his kavan is not the over by Rabbi Motzi. So if Taisim Rabbi Motzi was right, that any time we could ascertain through our own investigation that the fellow is Belev Sholem, then the whole parish of three doesn't apply, the Sugi Nedarim doesn't apply. What did Taisim ask the Kashi? What if Taisus asked, I give a lot to give a Nedarim, give a lot to Shrigan, what do you do? And Taisus was sweating and sweating and sweating, and they said, oh, that's only a Chumim Midi Rabban. The Kasha fell flat. The Kasha was Nishkin Kasha at the beginning. So you see, Klor from this Taisim Sachem, they didn't go down that route of the Taisim Bavitsi. Taisim Sachem held. That's the din. You need three. What? Shehe Echad Zeichel Shnei Meidim. Not because a way of measuring what your Kavana was. That's the thing. You, every single hefker under the sun needs three. I don't care what your intention is. I don't care what we measured your barometer, what your belief showed. It's irrelevant. You need three. So then, Taisus was talking to Kasha. And for Taisus, every good Kasha is good teretz. You're right. You need three. All the time you need three. Belief shem sofek. Shh. Except it's only a chumrawa. We don't care about their rabbanim, we don't care about their raises. So Rabbi says, so we now have three mahalchim and rishonim. What impact, if anything, the Gemara Nedarim has on the sugya of Bittul Chometz v'tam hefker? Again, Rashi didn't come to Shia today. Okay, Rashi's still in quarantine. Rashi didn't come back yet, okay? But Bali Atayis are here. Bali Atayis are here. And they're presenting the whole theory. We let yesterday Rashi present it on Sunday. Bali Atayis got the better here. They got Mondays, got a few extra guys. So Bali Atayis are going strong and telling us that Bittul is Bishum Hefker. And Taisa says, but we have a big kasha. So is that kasha even a kasha? And if it's a kasha, what's the teretz? So the Shit Mekubetza said, the Darwin quoted Samar Shalom said, the kasha was the Shin Kashim to begin with. Because there is no such Gemara. The Gemara is a quirk by Ba'is and Mandu and anything. Within all the other Mishalim who say that Gemara is relevant for all of Keris. So then you have a Taisa Bamatia that says it's still not a kasha because it's not a din across the board. It's only when there's no other way to measure, and this is a perfectly good way of measuring. And then you have Taisa Sachem that's saying, oh, and by the way,
By the way, Taisa Pesachim is saying that even though it's a din across the board, it's only a chumah midirabanan, and therefore we're good to go. And then you have in the back of our mind the Shitas HaRosh, who would say, wait a second, this Teretz not such a Teretz. Because midaraisi Yitach still need one. So the Rosh never really solved the problem. But within the world of Taisa's, either there was never Kasha, there was a Kasha with one half big Teretz, a Kasha with another Teretz, or maybe we still don't have a Teretz. Yeah. Avi is questioning my beautiful depiction before. I thought I drew this beautiful illustration. I thought I over-dramatized this one. Remember that guy, the Reb Yid, Heilige Yid? Sounds like a Shlomo Kabach song. Got this Heilige Yid. He's trying to do the right thing. This is what his Zayde taught him how to do. This is what Jews have been doing from time immemorial. He's been Mevatel the Chometz. And we're saying, no, Shemelo beat the B'lev Sholem, right? And I said, it can't be. Of course he was Mafka B'lev Sholem. So Avi said to me, Rabbi Sokolovsky, we have precedent already for this idea of not being Mavata B'lev Sholem. And remember, who already told us that we have concerns that? I think you're quoting Iran, if I'm not mistaken. Tosas are back at the Aleph, the Ran. Who remembers the Ran? Remember the Ran said, what do you need B'tikas Chometz altogether? Midar Aisim B'tikas Yamasagi. What was the Ran's whole breakthrough? Who remembers? Back to what? So Avi saying, just as the Ran was worried about Shemalei Vatavalev Sholem, maybe Taisim Sachem also is concerned Shemalei Vatavalev Sholem. That's why Taisim didn't go down the route of Shabbos, down the route of B'Metzia. By B'Metzia, we're not so worried Shemalei Vatavalev Sholem, but here we are worried. I mean, you kind of stole a Shita from me. You stole a Ran B'Das Rashi, and I'm talking Taisim. Because the Ran, if you remember, why was the Ran so worried about Shemalei Vatavalev Sholem? Because the Ran was assuming that Bittul is not what? It's not Hefker, and it's not Bedibur. Remember that? Didn't we talk a lot about that the first couple of days this year? When the Rishayim said, when the Ran said Shemalei Vatavalev Sholem, that was within Rashi Shita, that was within Tashbisa, within. It's not, you're not even verbalizing, you're not doing anything. So then there's a concern. The whole thing was b'machshava, so then maybe Dvarim Shebelev HaMidvar. Remember that? We spoke a lot about that. No, Taisa's B'dik is a different... No. Taisa's is Shem Yavali Yachol. You're mixing and matching. We showed it. Okay. So Rabbi Sai, so we have a few B'yurim here. We have the Shibu Kibetz and the Nidarim that just ignored the whole din. So it doesn't really exist. It's only about Ma'asias. We have Taisa's by us. It says it's only a Chumim Midrabonim. We have Taisa's by B'tzir that says when you know the Lev Shalom, then you don't have to worry about it. Can we come up with another possibility? Yeah. Okay. I want to come back to the Taisus for a minute. I want to read with you back to the Chit Mekubetzis in the Dorim. Somewhere in it, I don't know where it is. Did I not put it on? I definitely put it on. Yeah. 15th of the Marmakonis. So the first opinion, the Shimon Kibetzos, on the third line says, "V'imkein ein tzarich lo shlehef ke'el la'maisa b'lad." It's a special chumah by ma'isa because of harama. And as a proof to that, "V'chei matzina b'shabbos yamini k'dei v'gigis ev shabbos v'stamik v'mafkalu amalavin shloisha." But then the Shimon Kibetzos makes it about face. V'li nira, the next line. He's going from the re'aim. Is that the sefer re'aim? Is that Rebbe Elazar Mitz? I'm not sure who he's quoting from. V'lin Nira, three lines from the bottom. From the Gemara in Shabbos, it's not a raya that you never need shloisha. The first day in the Shimon Kibetzos thought that from that Gemara in Shabbos is a raya that you don't really need before shloisha. It's just the din by ma'aser. It says, no, V'lin Nira, to be hasan in raya be alma. The hasan if you will be echad le be'ina. One. At the time of the hasan, what's going on in Masechah Shabbos? I mean, read these words very, very carefully. He's trying to explain, how do you get away with being mafti a kalim in front of nobody? The time of the hosam, The kema dai hefke the gigas of the deira tzachul kuliyama. Uve kuliyama shayach have a hefke b'fnei rabbim. V'sholem al Yisrael. The only three words I understand are Shalom Yisrael. That was the mosque, Shalom Yisrael. Can somebody please explain to me what he just said? Time of the awesome, the came to I have given Gigas, and that Sarah Lakula Yama, Lubakula Yama Shayach, and I have given Bifnei Rabbin. Who read the Shibu Kubetzis? Who thinks they know what the Shibu Kubetzis is saying? You have to do it in front of three people. So the Shigur Betzis is telling us that since this hefker is tzorach kol yama, uve kol yama is shayach, have a hefker for the rabbi. I just have one kasha. How many people are standing here? It's Erev Shabbos and it's been mafker is pot. How many people are standing there? Nobody. One big zero. No. Zaptashita, it's Bifnei Rabbim. There are hundreds of people standing there and watching. I'm looking around, I'm getting a little older, it's hard for me to see. I don't see a soul here. Zaptashita, no. Bifnei Rabbim, the Rabbim are there. What is this, a game? What do those words mean? Are there people there or not? No. Who read the Shibu Kubetzis? All hands up. Who read the Shibu Kubetzis? Who has a beer in the Shibu Kubetzis? Is this a glaring kasha? I don't know. Is there a living being soul here? In the room? No. If there are people there, then the kasha was the kasha to stop. There's nobody here. So how's it Bifnei Rabbim? There's nobody here. Where are the Rabbim? Ooh, okay. So. I'll share with you a Tosis in Yevamos. I don't put on the Ramakomis. Oh, you around for Yevamos days or no? Before your time?
No, before.
Before your time, okay. There's a Gemara in Yevamos that says that when you megayer somebody, the gerus has to be b'fnei beis din. It's a dimin haTorah. Mishpat k'sibbeh has got to be b'fnei beis din. Mishpat k'sibbeh. There's a famous Gemara in Yevamos that tells a story about there was a certain woman who converted, and there was a little bit of a pink book about her tevila. It wasn't clear exactly what happened. It may not have been done correctly. And then she got married. She was married to a Jew, which was married for many years. And then the question arose as to what her status was. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it, she's Jewish. But the original tefillah was not necessarily done properly. So what does the Gemara say? Milo tavlo l'midusa. She went to the mikveh anyway every month. She's a frum woman. She's going to the mikveh to taras mishpach every month. So milo tavlo l'midusa. She went to the mikveh already 100 times since she was quote-unquote converted. So Zolzayin, the Geirus is good anyway. She has the tefillah. I can't think of it. Milo tavlo l'midusa. So all the Mishnah and Bava the Kasha, that's very nice that she went to the mikveh, but there was no what? Where's the Beis Din? Who supervised this tefillah? The Gemara says that if you have a Geirus of the Beis, it's not Chaman HaTorah, Mishpah K'siv Bein. So it's cute that she went to the mikveh, but there was no Beis Din there. So this is an age-old kasha. So different Mishnah have different answers to this kasha. Tosfos in Yevamos quotes Yesh Mefarshim. They don't identify who it was, but they quote Yesh Mefarshim who say, the answer to the kasha is, we know she went to the mikvah. How do we know? Because she's from. She's a religious woman, she's a young woman, so she's still goes to the mikveh every month. Everybody knows that this woman goes to the mikveh. Is there anybody who saw her going to the mikveh? Was there any Beis Din present? No. But we know she went to the mikveh. Says the Yesh Mefarshim, what we know to be true is as if we saw the car. Didn't we quote this? These truths are self-evident.
Eidus
Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah. As Asher says correctly. As I state in Taisus and Yevamus, B'shem Yesh Mefarshim. This Taisus probably would have been lost in history, except Ramesh Feinstein discovered the Taisus, and he said, this is why you don't have to drink Chob Yisrael today. Even though the Mishnah says that you require Re'iyas HaYisrael, if a non-Jew milks a cow and there's no Re'iyas HaYisrael, the milk is treif, because there's always a chashash that maybe there's some chazan milk mixed in, some camel's milk mixed in. So the takona was, you need Re'iyas HaYisrael. So Ramesh, you don't really need Re'iyas HaYisrael. You need Yediyas HaYisrael. And if we could say with absolute certainty that something is true, even though our eyes are closed, that's perfectly okay. That's called halachic equivalent of Re'iyah. What leads us to believe with absolute certainty that there's no chaza milk mixed in? Says Ramesha, because any nincompoop in America who would put chaza milk into their dairy would be, first of all, they'd be closed down by the FDA tomorrow. Second of all, they'd be on every single news station. They get fines up to the sky. Says tampering with the milk supply, we are crazy. They put a little chaza. In the good old days, when you go to Farmer Brown for some milk, and he runs a little bit short in the bucket, there's not enough cow's milk, so he throws a little chazam up in for good luck. It's not going to happen in a dairy farm upstate, a little Wisconsin, which is a $1 billion industry, says Rabbi Shem. They're not going to tamper with the milk and throw out some chazer when they run short of cow's milk. It's just not going to happen. And that's Rabbi Shem writes, as long as you live in a place that has government supervision, that is Re'iyas Yisrael. Going to Rabbi Shem, everybody drinks Chol Yisrael. People sometimes say, are you makbar Chol Yisrael? No, I'm not makbar Chol Yisrael. Saying I don't makbar Chol Yisrael is like saying I'm not makbar in kashrus. What do you mean not makbar? It's a mishnah. It's a tachanas l'cham. You have to have Chol Yisrael. The answer is that our milk is Chol Yisrael because it's Re'iyasa Yisrael. It's Re'iyasa Yisrael through the vehicle of Yediyah Kiriyah. That's what Moshe's very famous psalm. But I'll go part of getting back to that story. What do you see from this Taisus? On the level of the Araisa? With the Araisa, you need a Re'iyas Beis Din. Zaktais, that's also called Re'iyas Beis Din. Yediyas Beis Din is like Re'iyas Beis Din. Says the Shid Mikubatsis. This Hefker, or Shvitzis Kalim, this is not just you decided to be mafka your pot. This is a Hefker, Tzorach V'Kulei Am, everyone does this. All religious Jews do this. In Kulei Am Shayach, everybody knows that we do this. Das ist Hefke befnei Rabim. That is a Hefke befnei Rabim. Is this the same as Taisa Bavitzia? Not at all. Taisa Bavitzia didn't say it's a Hefke befnei Rabim. Taisa said, an insadi the mafke beliboy. Taisa said, the whole reason for three was just to measure your heart. So if you have other ways of measuring your heart, that's also good. Taisus didn't say that's called the Hefka B'fnei Shloisha. Taisus said you don't need a Hefka B'fnei Shloisha as long as we know that you're serious. But Shimon Kubetzis is saying a different word. It sounds like it's the same. It's very different. Shimon Kubetzis is saying, Avadia need B'fnei Shloisha. It's not a game. You need B'fnei Shloisha. We're just going to redefine what's made B'fnei Shloisha. B'fnei Shloisha means Yediyas HaShloisha also. Rabbi Yisai, according to the Shin B'Kabetzis, that Yediyas Kiriyah, would that solve Tosis' dilemma in Pesachim as well? It's Erev Pesach, and the guy's saying, Kol Chamir, and there's nobody around for miles. Do we have any doubt that religious observant Jews are Mevatel L'Chametz Kedas HaKadim? Do we have any doubt that he's not following what it says in the Art School of Marks? Of course he's being Mevatel L'Chametz. Of course he's being Mevatel L'Chametz. What's the shaila? Does a religious Jew want to violate by Rabbi Motzei? His wife spent the last 6 months cleaning up for Pesach. He spent thousands of dollars to get every possible chumrah of matzahs, every chmaisalach. There's no gebrochs around for miles. And you're nervous that he's not mavatal and not mafker his chometz. Of course he's mafker his chometz. And therefore, a hefker b'nei levenatzmai is a... It's a hefker b'fnei hakol. We know exactly what he's doing. That is a hefker b'fnei shloisha. No, not because you need shleishim to be mevarer that he's serious. That's what Tosin and Babitzia said. And not because with the Raisa you don't really need three. No. You have three here. And that's good with the Raisa. That's good. And that's okay. And I'll tell you a secret. This may even be good according to the Shittim Kabetzes. Who will this even solve the problem for? According to this new Chiddush of the Shittim Kabetzes, that it's as if there are three live Dayanim standing here. You know, we don't see them. We are the Dayanim. Klal Yisrael, the world is the Dayanim. Who will this solve the problem for even? Even for the Rush. Even for the Rush. Because remember, the Rush in the Darb says, push comes to shove, you still need one minute Torah. Because if you don't have one minute Torah, there's no Yitzhak Mishusai. That's a Din Deraisa. So Tosis isn't going to solve that. And the Tosis Babetzi is not going to solve that. And the Shiva Kabetzes, the Darb is not going to solve that. The beginning, the first piece. The only thing that will solve the world's problems, according to the Rush, if you believe like the Rush in the Darb, that you at least need one minute Torah, you better get one guy there. How do you get in there? He's not there. He's there. ADCD, Bularia, he's there, right? It's better than a Hefkibah for Echad. It's a Hefkibah for 600,000 people. Between 18 million Jews in the world. We're one big happy day that together. We're being made in every single firm Jew that they're being mastered to Chametz Kedasa. That's what's happening in Erev Pesach. So Rabbi said, Beicha Yivchar, you could choose in the Rishayinim. Not that you can have the audacity to choose, but you could choose in the Rishayinim. If you go down the route of Taisus, that Bipos Mishum Hefker, you have to reckon with that Gemara Nadar. So how are you going to deal with that Gemara? You can either ignore the Gemara. That was the first approach of Shimon Kubetz. The Gemara never really said it. It was just by Maishas. Don't take it too seriously. Or you can go down the route of Taisus by us. It exists on the level of the Rabbana, therefore we don't really concern with dealing with the Rabbana that much. Or you can go down the route of Taisus by Metzia, that it exists, and we're very worried about it, but we have other ways to measure seriousness, because the whole Gemara is only a question of questioning your seriousness. Or you go down the second day in the Shimon Kabetzes in the Darim, that you have Bifnei Shloisha. You have actually much more than Bifnei Shloisha, because you have Bifnei Kol Olam Kulay. Who here read this Taisus? One line in Taisus. Who here chapped? Who realized there are four different Birurim in the Rishayim? This is partial. We didn't do too much today, right? Just go through the basics. Four different Mahalachim in the Rishayim. So Rabbi Sai, putting together yesterday and today, we still have a running Mechlekes in Rishayim, in Rashi and Taisus. What is Bitul Chometz? Is Bitul Chometz Rashi? Is Bitul Chometz? Is Bitul Chometz Taisus? Bitul Chometz? Rabbi Sai, does anyone really care? I mean, we do, for sure. But practically speaking, Halacha L'maisa. Down to the nitty-gritty, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, does it really make a difference? Okay, Nafkamina, whether you say the magic word Kehefker also, that's your say for good luck. It says in the Yotzko, you say it, why not? Does it really make a difference in terms of the technicalities of what you're doing in Erev Pesach, whether you go down the road? I mean, you guys are going to be standing Mitzvah this year, when you say Bitul Chometz, you're going to be like jumping off the, you're going to be like telling, you know, your whole family. You know, you're going to be like, your mother's going to be sitting in the kitchen and she's grubbing on you. You know what's going on here. This is Bitul, this is Hefke, this is this, this is Leif Shalom, this is Gilead. Wow, unbelievable. It's like the guy who comes to the Seder and, you know, all the people sitting around the Seder and, you know, everyone's looking at the watch and it's kind of turned the pages and everyone's kind of hoping to get the Tehillim quickly. And the guy who just came back from spending the last year in Yeshiva is giving an entire treatise of the intricacies of Shvirus Etzem B'Pesach. So that's what's going to happen in your house this year, Pesach. It's going to take you longer to say Shtichot Torah's Bikas Chometz. That's going to take you to two Bikas Chometz in the house. So Rabbi say, anyone really care about Chag Zerashim Pesach L'maisa? So the Ran raises the following question. The Ran raises the question, can you be Mevato Yechometz Adei Shuliach? Shluch Shalom K'maisa, I'll appoint someone to be Mevato Yechometz for me. Yeah, no. What do you think? What do you think about that? So the Ran in the 16th of Mamakarbi says, because of the Ran Bali Interzal, the Bistabish Nech Nevato, he says the Bali Inter, why not? Shluch Shalom Kamoisai. Now it's true, says the Bali Inter. The Bali Inter was very early Misha. So the Bali Inter says it's true that every once in a while we find that shlichus doesn't work. But every time we find shlichus doesn't work, we can pin it on a pasuk. And he just rattles off a few examples. The Gabi Hashem is parasai, with the pligi batanoi perkashayel, the shukam kamaisai, shum the bisho kasu ba'alov. Let's say a whole sugya, if I borrow a cow from you, it's a bit of shayla ba'alim. If I borrow a cow from you, and then you're working for me, so I'm not chayef the tashlum for that parah. So what if you're not working for me? What if your shliach is working for me? He's like, where's the whole pimple? Is that called shum zon kamaisai not? So the Gemara makes that revolve around psukim. Uba hafara, the Gemara says, can you do mefer in the dark? First dark. So the wife took a neder, the daughter took a neder, now the husband or the father wants to be made for it. So it could be that the father or the husband has to do it himself. Maybe shlichus doesn't work. Uba hafara, except isha ikimenu. Habi amukul yam madi shum zon kamaisai. Says the Balita, the starting point that all of halacha is that, of course, shlichus works. And every once in a while you find the case, it doesn't work, don't bring any rabbis. Others disagree. Since we all know that bittul is mitaras hefker, if you remember, the Ran happened to have been a big believer in bittul's mitam hefker. But who remembers what the Ran said? The Ran had a big kasha back in the Aleph. The bittul's mitam hefker, hefker doesn't have any of the conditions of hefker. How come it's not the right loshen? And how come, according to one Tana, it's not Baliyad Zeicha yet? Who remembers? Could be Rav Midibur. Maybe Achsha was also good enough. So the Ran on the one hand believed that Bittul without Hefka. On the other hand, it doesn't have any of the conditions necessary for Hefka. Who remembers the big breakthrough of the Ran?
Because it's not really yours.
Because it's not really yours in the first place. Because Ein B'Shushal Adam anyway. So therefore the Ran says, since the level of Bialos they have is so made up, therefore, let you get away with a very cheap, watered-down version of Hefker. That was the famous Yosef from the Ran. So the Ran says, but push comes to shove, it is rooted in Hefker. It's rooted in a watered-down Hefker, but it's still Hefker. Hefker it is. Therefore, push yourself to the Mala. Shaliach v'adil ha-motzi mevatel. Therefore, the Ran says, shlich is not going to work. Why? Shereim omer adam l'chaveiro hafker atan nechasi en l'kakul. Says the Ran, everybody knows that if you appoint somebody to be mafkir your nechassim and your bevah, I'm going around, I don't want to be bothered with the hefker right now. And tomorrow I want to be mafkir my nechassim, I don't want to be bothered with it now. I'm going on a trip, I'm not interested. Do me a favor, you appoint him as shlich, I'll go be mafkir my nechassim. Ron says a joke, it's like sonus. Whoever heard of being mafkir, they shlich, it doesn't work. Since hefker proper doesn't work, they shlich, or did not be bit of bit of mafkir doesn't work either. Adkan divrei acher b'das Ran. Of course, it begs the question. What question is this Ran begging? The Ran's being Uriah. Just as everybody under the sun knows, so Nils the Pshit, you can't be Mafka Ayadei Shliach. Who would deny me? You can't what? You can't be Mavata Ayadei Shliach. Lididi, that bitl's mitam hefker. Now, what's the obvious kash in the Ran? What's the obvious point that the Ran has not clarified yet? How do you know that? What's obvious to me? Why can't it be Mafka Ayadei Shliach? I could sell the shlich. I'm going to kaddish an isha the shlich. I'm going to garish an isha the shlich. Mafish tuba the shlich. Shekhan peyla. I'm going to do a lot of the shlich. Why can't I be mafkir the shlich? The Ran saying says, everybody knows that hefkir the shlich is ridiculous. So to bito, which I believe is bitam hefkir, is also no good at the shlich. Ikki chos min a sefer. Are we shedman and starim? How do we know? What's the mokar? How do you know that you can't be mafka additional? So we have a lot of work to do in this. Hopefully, Mishra, tomorrow. We'll try to put the final touches on the sugi tomorrow. I don't know whether we'll get into the next sugi, probably not. But at least we'll have some couple of nakudas to fill in. On this sugi, maybe we get started into the next one. So guys, plug ahead, move ahead. Remember, it's good. We're going to have a wonderful day today.